Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do, again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the Hughes Retirement Group, the father-son team led by Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our phone number, 423-664-4203. One more time, 423-664-4203, and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. The Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Birmingham. The number is the same, 423-664-4203. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on today's show. It's a busy time of year for Rick and Granger, so let's go ahead and check in with them. Rick, Granger, how you guys doing?
Doing very well, Chris. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Granger, how about yourself?
Doing well, Chris. Got the first week of open enrollment under our belts or the annual election period, so it's already been a busy one, and it's only going to get busier.
Exactly. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit here. Before we jump into the show full on, I want to let the listeners know, you guys got a delivery last week in the form of some books from Tucker Carlson, the book Ship of Fools, which he just recently put out. We're actually going to be hearing from Tucker Carlson in the coming weeks, but I know you guys wanted to go ahead and get ahead of that and give the listeners out there a chance to get a copy of the book Ship of Fools.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're fortunate. There's a lot of firms that had the opportunity to meet with Tucker Carlson in his studio and be able to interview him and so forth. And so he indicated to us, he said, I'm going to give you some books that you can give out to your listeners if you would like. So most people that have watched his show, they talk about his book, Ship of Fools. If you're interested in getting a copy, because these will go fast, the first five callers that give us a call, if you're in Cleveland, you need to come by the office to pick it up. If you're at one of our other locations, if you'll call us, someone, if they can't answer the phone right then, we'll get back with you, and we'll be more than glad to put a copy in your hands. So if you're interested in the Tucker Carlson Ship of Fools book, give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to get a copy to you.
So there you go, 423-664-4203 if you're one of the first five callers this week. Again, we'll be hearing from Tucker in the coming weeks as well. But five copies of Ship of Fools this week if you're one of the first five callers, 423-664-4203. So let's talk about the market here. Is the bull market on shaky ground? When CNBC asked Scott Minard of Guggenheim what might bring on correction, he pointed a finger at the Fed.
History shows us that bull markets and economic expansions don't die of old age. They get shot in the head by the central bank. And, you know, Chairman Powell and all the key players have indicated that they are determined to keep raising rates and are showing no sign of a pause.
So I know we had some rocky days earlier this month. Do you think the Fed should back off? And what's your message to our listeners about a possible market pullback?
Well, I think President Trump is saying they need to back off, in his interview the other day. They're already saying, again, another interest rate hike in December and at least two more in 2019. And obviously that is having an effect on the markets. We've talked many, many times on the show. We're in the longest bull run in U.S. history and made a lot of money during this time. But we talk all the time about safety, about taking some of those gains and putting them to the side, because it will not stay bull market forever. There will be a correction at some point in time. We've begun to see that the week of October 8th.
And I think if you look at the fundamentals of the market still shows bullish signals. But with the Fed raising the rates as much as they are, as quick as they have, I think it's four times this year. They've already said they're going to raise it a couple of times next year. Eventually, that's going to reach a point where people are going to flee to safer asset classes like bonds, you know, instead of putting their money where they're risking it in the S&P or they're risking it in the Dow. If you look overall at the markets, so Dad, you talk about the longest bull run. Overall, the markets have not performed well. If you look at emerging markets, international stock, gold, real estate, a lot of the political uncertainty out there, a lot of the trade wars and things of that nature have caused the markets to be a little shaky this year. And really, the U.S. stock market has kind of carried all the markets elsewhere. So if you've had your money in the Dow, you had your money in a 401k or some type of buy and hold vehicle that's heavy in U.S. stock, you've probably done well. But if you haven't, you may be wondering, why are my returns lagging? Why am I not making as much? And, you know, the thing that we try to say is be careful. So a lot of people will have a tendency to jump ship. They'll have a tendency to use emotion to invest, and they don't think long term. So if you're nearing retirement, it may look appealing to jump ship and say, hey, I'm going to put everything I've got in U.S. stock. Then you're just a couple steps away from another 2008. So it's important to diversify. If you look over the long haul, there's been times where emerging markets has beaten the S&P. There's been times where international stock has beaten the S&P. So it's important to make sure that you're diversifying through different asset classes and not just have that home country bias that we talk about.
Granger, when we talk about the Dow and the S&P, you know, if we look back to October 10th and 11th, the Dow had a two-day loss of 5.3% and the S&P lost over 5%. So the Dow in those 2 days lost 1,300 points. Now, I hear you talk to a lot of clients about some clients, they think if the Dow is up 500 points, then they should get all those gains. Or if the Dow is down, they potentially are going to get all those losses. Explain to our listeners actually how that works.
Well, it's funny. I don't get a call if the Dow's down 500 and they're not getting those losses. So, but if the Dow's up 500, they want to know why they're not getting those gains. Well, it simply comes back to asset allocation. I mean, if you're not allocated 100% U.S. equities or U.S. stocks or Dow-related stocks, obviously you're not going to see all of those gains. And most people are not allocated in 100% fashion like that. So it's very, very important to make sure, once again, how you have that asset allocation, because you look at the S&P, the Dow, people a lot of times will base or benchmark their portfolio. Why am I not beating the S&P? Why am I not beating the Dow? Well, you know, if you've got a 60% equity and a 40% asset mix and you expect to beat an equity index, you're probably going to be disappointed more years than not because you don't have that same level of potential growth that the S&P or the Dow does. In the same respect, you also don't have that potential for as much loss. If you've got 60% bonds or 40% bonds, obviously you've got some protection there. Obviously, we've looked here, though, and we've seen these interest rates rising. So if you're holding bonds right now, you know, unless it's a high yield or a floating note, you're probably experiencing a little drawback there as well.
So again, let's talk about really what caused the market to be on shaky ground. We indicated earlier that the Federal Reserve raising interest rates has had a negative effect on the market. Still, we have the trade dispute with China. You know, President Trump has been saying lately, you know, he thinks China is about ready to come to the table. So that's causing some problems. Technology, Apple, Amazon, they took big hits. But a lot of people during that two-day loss started, you know, when I talked about them going safety, they started purchasing government bonds, and gold actually went up at that point 2.9%. So if we get a strong earnings report from companies, that potentially could lift the market up again. But if it's negative, it could keep the market on the downside. So only time will tell. We always say there is no guarantee in the market. If you've been riding that wave, that's great. You've made some money, but you're seeing some bumps in the road. So our advice is take some of those gains, put it off in a safe vehicle, give us a call. We'll be more than glad to show you some safe strategies where you can put some of those gains, bank them, and don't have to worry about losing them.
And most importantly, taking some of the emotional side of watching the market out of your retirement. I think we talked about that time and time again. Taking the emotion out of it is one of the key points when it comes to building a successful retirement plan. Look, to assume that the market is never going to have any pullback is optimistic at best, probably foolish at worst. And if earlier this month was just the beginning, the opening salvo due to the Fed increasing interest rates or raising interest rates, again, there's another one expected to come in December. Maybe it's time to go ahead and come up with a sound retirement plan so that you don't have to worry about that emotion and worry about, you know, what happens with another 5% or perhaps worse correction. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. That's how you get in touch with Rick and Granger or HughesRetirementGroup.com. Don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers today, a complimentary copy of Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools. Again, 423-664-4203. Let's look ahead to 2019. Social Security recipients are going to be getting a 2.8% cost of living raise next year. That's a whopping $39 a month on average. So, you know, don't spend it all in one place. The good thing about Social Security is that it's steady income that is guaranteed. The bad thing is that it's obviously, well, not enough to live on. I mean, a $39 cost of living increase per month. How do we add to that to make sure we do have enough to live on?
Well, first of all, I would say, Chris, it's sad to know, and there's people out there, obviously, that's what they do live on. Granger and I see that from time to time, and they haven't been able or fortunate enough to be able to have savings and so forth. But I want to address the 2.8%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the most in 7 years. Last year it was 2%. It was really keeping up with the cost of inflation. Medicare Part B is going from $134 a month to $135.50. So that's only a $1.50 increase. Typically, that 2.8% gobbled up with higher cost in Medicare, and we're not really seeing that for 2019.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the key takeaway here, like you said, that, I mean, Social Security is not enough to live on. So what are you doing right now? You know, you've accumulated this wealth over time. What are you doing to create an additional income stream? There's vehicles out there that we utilize on a daily basis to help supplement that Social Security, because I go back to this. We work our entire lives. We're used to getting that paycheck every single week or every month, however you get paid. And then all of a sudden, we retire and we've got this bucket of money that we now have to distribute from for the rest of our life from an uncertainty because we don't know how long we're going to live. So a lot of our clients, like you said earlier in the segment, Dad, will flock to these safer asset classes, maybe bond alternatives like a fixed indexed annuity, and create a guaranteed income stream. So now they're getting Social Security of $2,000 a month, and maybe they've created an additional $2,000 a month from some of their assets, and now they've got guaranteed income so that they know their basic minimum essential needs are going to be met and then some. And then you still have those bucket of assets that you can pull upon if you want to go on vacation or you want to buy a new car and you want to enjoy retirement. So it's important that out there, I think if you're sitting there and you've got a bucket of money, you've created this wealth, and you're relying on just Social Security for your only guaranteed income stream, create an additional stream of certainty so that you know, hey, our bills are going to be met, our obligations are going to be met, we're going to have some left over, and then we still have some money to play with if we want to do some fun things like vacations and buying cars and things of that nature.
And Granger, you know, when we think of Social Security is a fixed strategy. The listeners out there that are drawing Social Security or expecting to draw Social Security here in the near future are expecting to get that check every month for the rest of their life. So again, there are bond alternatives out there, just like you said right there, that they could create another stream of income that would give them this monthly check until the day they pass away. The advantage of that, though, if there's money left in the account, it can be passed on to a beneficiary, where in Social Security, you know, if your spouse dies, for example, you're going to get the highest one. But if yours is the highest one, then his or hers goes away.
And, you know, to add one more thing, I mean, there's a particular company out there right now that's offering lifetime income, not only for you, not only for your wife, but also for another beneficiary. So if you had a grandchild who was 1 year old, what if you could give them a guaranteed income stream? A one-year-old child, a guaranteed income stream for the rest of their life in addition to you and your spouse. If you're interested in finding out more about that, give us a call, 423-664-4203.
Yeah, that sounds like a more secure present than, you know, another ball for your grandchild or another book or another toy. Look, as someone who has my parents spoil my son, I mean, that's kind of the nature of grandparents. And I'm not telling my parents, if you're listening out there, that this is what you need to do. You need to give them a call. You need to give Rick and Granger a call to explore this avenue. But that does sound like, honestly, taking care of your grandchild, that creating a lasting legacy certainly sounds like something worth exploring. Again, that number, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203, or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Remember, when you call the Hughes Retirement Group, it all starts with creating that retirement strategy for you, that customized retirement strategy. Things like creating another stream of income, like we just talked about here, getting the most out of your Social Security, minimizing your taxes in retirement, and the alternatives to the high cost of long-term care. Again, 423-664-4203 is the number. That's how you get in touch with the Hughes Retirement Group. Now that Medicare's open enrollment period is officially underway, people 65 and older may be getting phone calls from companies trying to sign them up for various Medicare options. But as the AP tells us, Medicare is using technology to try and make the enrollment process a little easier for everybody.
Medicare is rolling out an updated website. Medicare Administrator Seema Verma says among the new features is a 5-point questionnaire to help seniors decide between original government-run Medicare and private plans offered under Medicare Advantage. There's an online calculator to help estimate out-of-pocket costs, a web chat option, and the login has been simplified. The open enrollment period for Medicare and Medicare Advantage runs through December 7th.
Now, I know the open enrollment or the annual election period occupies a good bit of the Hughes Retirement Group time for the remainder of the year. Do you guys have any advice for listeners who may be going through this?
Yes, Chris, I'd make sure you sit down with someone that you trust, that you can look at eye to eye. This can be very confusing. Just like you were saying earlier, you know, they're getting tons of telephone calls. My advice is, unless you know this person, I would not sign up over the telephone. Sometimes they don't tell you the whole story, and then you find out when you get to the doctor's office that maybe your doctor doesn't even accept the plan, or you're having to pay things that you were told basically you wouldn't have to pay for. So doing it over the phone, again, if you know the person, you trust the person, that's fine. But if you have a solicitor calling you, wanting you to do that, I would strongly urge you not to do it, because they're going to ask you for your Social Security number, your Medicare number, and they're going to ask for your banking information. I'd be very careful.
And think about this, that, I mean, this person that's selling you this over the phone, if you do have those issues, if your doctor doesn't take it, if your drugs aren't covered, or you're paying more than you thought you were going to, and they're in Boca Raton, Florida, or they're in Texas or somewhere in Nevada, do you think they're going to be there for you if you need them? And keep in mind, in most cases, you're locked in these plans for a year. So in some cases, you may be locked in that for life if you can't get through health questions elsewhere. So it's important to make sure that you're dealing with someone who understands this. And we take it very seriously, Chris, at our firm, because here's why. We talk a lot about taxes and losing money to taxes on Social Security and losing money to future tax rates if things don't go and change in the spending in the U.S. government. We talk about losing money due to market loss. Why would we not talk about losing money due to health care? We're more susceptible to have some type of major health event as we get older. We realize that statistically. So if we're sitting there looking at a client and they're susceptible to 20% of a $100,000 or a $500,000 bill, that's a life-changing event. So we want to take that extra step to make sure that we are protecting those assets above all else, and healthcare is a way we can protect those assets. It's not just about market loss, or it's not just about taxes. It's not just about protecting for long-term care. Our healthcare from our primary care and from our surgeons and from our prescription drug standpoint is very, very important.
And again, let's talk about the annual election period and go a little deeper there. What does that mean? That means if you're on an existing plan, that is the time the government has designated, October 15th to December 7th, for you to make changes. So, for example, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, that's a private company, you can make a change to another company or to a – you could go with the same company but possibly change plans. Same thing with prescription drugs. Maybe the drug formulary has changed for 2019. Maybe the cost of it or the deductible has changed. So it's very important to look at your annual notice of changes that your present company should have already had in your hands by September 30th so you can begin to review. And then you have an option, obviously, you could choose a Medicare supplement. So that's kind of what he was talking about there in the beginning. That's a Medigap plan that you're still going to have your primary Medicare, but your supplement is going to fill in the gaps, and then you would add a standalone prescription drug plan. Again, this can be very, very confusing at this time. This is what Granger and I do all the time, is helping people with their Medicare supplemental options, because we always say we want to try to create a stress-free environment, and that stress-free environment obviously includes helping people with their 401ks, 403bs, helping them in their retirement. But part of retirement is your Medicare supplemental options, mm-hmm. and we do that. So we do turnkey. We're able to help our clients in all areas and not have to farm that out to someone.
And again, you can get help with the annual election period by calling 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Granger, you're telling me, kind of reminded me of something last year, and this, I think, illustrates the fact that these people calling may not be the most informed people about your personal situation. The fact that I was getting calls last year, I think I got two or three of them, and I'm not 65. I'm a few decades away from that. So the fact that they didn't even know that for my situation, you apply that to your situation. Again, they may not be the most informed, but actually sitting down and speaking with somebody local and somebody who you can sit across the table with and work through this together, I think it is pretty critical for this time of year. 423-664-4203. That's how you can touch with the Hughes Retirement Group. 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Now let's be serious here. It's human nature to wonder how we measure up. Because of that, the AP has been asking young people whether they believe they'll do as well in life as their parents have. Rita Foley has their answer.
It's the American dream. You work hard and you make it in life. But about half of the young Americans who responded to an AP NORC Center poll said they expect to do only as well as their parents, or maybe even worse. Their parents are slightly more optimistic. 60% think their children will do better than they did. Only 12% of parents worry their kids might do worse than they did.
Now, of course, it's always a parent's plan is to hope that their children do better than they do, I think. But Granger, I'm going to lean on you as the younger one, as the youngest one on the show, honestly. You guys help baby boomers plan for retirement. Do your clients ever have a goal of ending up better off than their parents?
Well, you know, here's the thing, Chris. I think in a lot of situations, we're in a better position than our parents were. I think we've got more education. I mean, I know for me, for example, I'm in probably a better position than my dad was at my age. And a lot of it comes back to education and knowledge. And by him, you know, paving the way for me has made it easier. But I also think that we face some things that maybe our parents didn't face with the uncertainty of Social Security. You know, when we take it a step further and we look at the pensions, a lot of our parents had pensions and those pensions were fully funded. And now you're seeing the uncertainty of pensions. You see, hey, maybe I've got a pension, but, you know, the company that's providing it for me is $8 billion underfunded or $15 billion underfunded. So that certainty and that peace of mind of knowing you're going to get that check is just not there. And I say that I was dealing with a couple clients last week, both from different institutions, both expressed that concern to me of, hey, you know, I'm worried that I'm not going to get my pension because the company, you know, is underfunded. We've got the healthcare crisis. We know that Medicare is struggling financially in a few years. I mean, obviously, if they don't make some changes, it's going to be in a similar boat as Social Security. So we have those uncertainties out there that can be somewhat depressing. But I think if you start preparing today and you start planning today, especially if you're not, you know, around 55 or 60, if you're close to my age, I think you need to bank on as if Social Security is not going to be there, and you need to plan your retirement accordingly. I think the boomers will still get to see Social Security, or at least a prorated portion of that. I do think that parents probably think, like my dad probably thinks, I put my child in a better situation, but I do think that the kids retiring today, or the baby boomers, they're not kids now, but are in a situation now where they have to combat a lot of different things that their parents didn't have to deal with in their working years.
There's a lot of advancements that have happened in the past couple of years. You know, technology, for example, social media, for all the good and bad that is, and we've seen firsthand, and we've talked about it, how, you know, tweets from politicians or things can send the market in a tizzy over just a simple thing that 160 characters just typed out. There's a lot of things that are good that have happened in the past, you know, 20, 30 years, and there's a lot of things that could set people back. You guys listening out there, when it comes to seeing how you stack up against everybody else, don't do that, because keeping up with the Joneses, I've said before, the only time that that really matters is when your last name is Jones. Worrying about your situation, your personal situation, and how you'll be taken care of through retirement, not necessarily worrying about how your neighbor or your friend at church or even other cousins are doing. And it all starts with setting up a sound retirement strategy, and that's something the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to help you with. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. And don't forget, you can get a complimentary copy of Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools, if you're one of the first five callers today. 423-664-4203. If you're in the Cleveland area, you can swing by the office and pick it up once you call. Otherwise, they'll make arrangements to make sure that you get a copy of that book. And we'll be hearing from Tucker Carlson in the coming weeks and giving out more copies of the book. But right now, just ahead of time, five copies, 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Birkin Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us. And as always, before we go, I want to give you guys the final word.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the listeners listening in each and every week. We just want to make sure that if you're out there and you're in the open enrollment period, you're making the right decisions, the best decisions for you and your family. Make sure that you're having a plan for retirement. Make sure you're starting that today. Because as we always say, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
If you're 65 or older, it's time to make your Medicare decisions, and the annual election period runs from October 15th through December 7th. Keep in mind that plans often change from year to year, affecting everything from your premiums to your coverage. Rick and Granger Hughes of the Hughes Retirement Group can help you understand what those changes might mean to you. They'll also explain the Medicare supplemental options that can help you choose the one that's best for you. They can also help you with your other retirement questions, too, including any you might have about Social Security and retirement income. They can help you figure out now whether your assets will last through a 10, 20, or even 30-year retirement. Call the Hughes Retirement Group today, 423-664-4203. Ask about a complimentary retirement strategy. That's 423-664-4203. Or visit them online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products and Medicare supplement insurance.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927-054 and 998-505. Annuity guarantee. guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.